Hot and humid conditions are nothing new for the Ann Arbor Art Fairs. It seems every year there's some weather event that tries to interrupt the festivities. As always, artists, attendees, and downtown employees get through it. For the exhibitors, art is a way of life. Nina Ferreira and her husband Patricio create and sell their own jewelry.
We are from Orlando, Florida, and you know, art shows are what we do full-time for both of us. My husband is the artist. He's in the shop all day, and I'm the one who, you know, gets us where we're going, does the logistics, paperwork, and I say all that mundane stuff so he can just stay in there and create.
You'll find the Ferraras booth on East Liberty Street in the State Street Art Fair. Glassblower Rosemary Mazzai is also displaying in the State Street Art Fair. You'll find her on North State Street. Mazzai says the Ann Arbor Art Fairs and others like it are a primary source of income, and success varies fair to fair, year to year.
It depends on who walks in front of the booth. Sometimes we have really good shows. Usually when we go to a new area, because we're, you know, fresh and people haven't seen us before. So it works both ways.
Particularly on a wilting day, finding a vendor or restaurant with something cool to drink and good to eat becomes a priority. Reem Batisha's family owns Amir's Deli in Ann Arbor and has a food cart set up on State Street in the Guild's Ann Arbor Summer Art Fair. She says the annual art fairs are important to their 25-year-old business.
Well, art fair is always the funnest week of the year for us. It brings in thousands of people, as you know, and we just try to be here to serve the crowds and enjoy the art fair ourselves. It's definitely a great spike in business.
If you find yourself taking in the Guild's Fair along Main Street, you'll find Connor O'Neill's Irish Pub. Carolyn Kaganoff serves as the pub's general manager. She says the art fairs are great, but having so much foot traffic does present some issues all its own.
It's busier than a normal week, you know, because you have 500,000 people outside your front door, you know what I mean? But also has incurred expenses where, you know, you have to pay for the spot, you have to pay for lots of extra labor because you don't exactly know when you're going to be busy. You just know at some stage during the day you're going to get a rush, you know?
Of course, there is much more, but that's why the fairs run for 4 days, so you can have enough time to experience all you desire. The art fairs continue through Saturday at 6 p.m. David Fair, WEMU News.